ABC Radio Darwin.
There's something about our old guitars. I think once the wood's been together for a certain amount of time, just something happens, you know. Once something's been together for 80 years, it changes. Yeah, and, you know, and it's been places that you have no idea about. It's had all these different... I think a lot of people tell you each different instrument brings out different things, different kinds of songs. The instruments have their own song. But, you know, it's very strong. Anyone, each different instrument you play, something different ends up happening. Okay, how you going there, folks? My name's Archer. Attempting to exist somewhere in between the known / unknown universe. And this is my guitar. It's shrouded in mystery a little bit. I don't know if it was constructed by rats, but it's a possibility, you know, because when I found it, there were no strings on it and bits missing out of the top, and there were cracks all the way through it, and there was rat poo covering pretty much the entire bottom. You'd think they, you know, would have, say, just done their poos up one end. But, you know, I guess you just, living on the fly like that, you just do them where they land, and then, you know, you move on. And my friend Finn Matthews down in Bendigo restored the guitar. Yeah, there's no markings on it anywhere in terms of, like, brand or makers. He thought that, you know, maybe it's from somewhere between the 1930s and the 1950s. Yeah. Well, it's a parlor guitar, which, as far as I understand, was the original kind of design of the modern guitar as we know it, before they invented the Dreadnought, which is the big guitars that are very popular today. This one has got 12 frets to the body. The Dreadnoughts have 14. Yeah, and it's a lot smaller, very easy to carry around. And the sound kind of seems to punch out a bit more, whereas I think the Dreadnoughts, the sound kind of fills up the guitar and kind of wafts. That's not a very good way of describing it. You know, the Dreadnought, the sound kind of, yeah, they come out in a different way. You know, they're a very small thing, but they pack a bit of a punch. I was in Bald Hill in Victoria. I moved into this shack and it was completely full of stuff, like jam-packed. And this fellow was using it like as a storage shed. I said, "Can I move all your stuff somewhere else?" Because he wanted to get rid of it anyway, I think. So I moved his stuff. But this was sitting there, and I asked him, you know, of a few things. I think there's a few records and a few different things that, you know, that I took a bit of a fancy to. Yeah, this was one of them. The tone of the guitar. Well, it's a bit trebly, I guess, sometimes. No disrespect, little guitar. I think the tone is pretty warm, though, and it's... You know, that's the thing about parlor guitars. They don't really ring in the same way. It's like each individual note is more important than like all the collection of notes together. And I have got this theory, you know, with the rats called the golden tone theory. Because of all the rat poo and the piss, you know, they were pissing and pooing in this guitar for I don't know how long. And that's got to alter tone. So I'm thinking about trying, you know, I'm setting up scenarios with a few different guitars and trying to coax, you know, putting peanut butter on the inside is one way you can do it. Trying to just kind of coax them into living in there and, yeah, helping the tone of guitars around Australia and the world. You do have to take it out. Like, you want to leave it in there for a while, but you want to take the poo out. That's important. I walk around a lot and I'm carrying a swag a lot, and it's so light that you almost feel like you're not even holding anything. I'm kind of wearing through the top a little bit because I tend to scrape my little pinky across the wood a fair bit. I think it's a spruce top. Looks a bit European. There's a few elegant little features, I think. The bridge is ornately carved. And, this bridge is a remake of the earlier one. Because Finn made it bigger. And then we even added got my young son to fit his little hand inside so we could do up a few screws. And it's very sensitive. Like if you drop this particularly on concrete or something, or if you leave it in the sun, yeah, they really don't like it. These old guitars in particular. You almost have to tune it if you really, you know, for it to be really in tune. Sometimes you kind of need to tune it to the key you're playing in. The intonation might be a little bit off, but a few other things are pretty well on. For my guitar strap, I get pretty sentimental about a lot of things, really. But I bought this sheet in Darwin at some op shop, you know, maybe like 15 years ago. I was, living in the long grass for a fair while. And this, I don't know why, it was something about this sheet that I just really like. It's got flowers on it. I like flowers. But this sheet was pretty good to me at the time. So, like, I've been, yeah, so why would you then commence to kind of rip it up and make all your guitar straps out of it, whether that makes sense? But all my guitar straps I've made in the last 15 years pretty much have all been like strips out of this sheet. And, you know, that also kind of keeps it all light and it seems, you know, seems to work pretty well. But I think I'd have like about half of the original sheet left. So there's a few more straps. I feel like this strap's been, I should give it a wash. It's kind of not looking as white as it used to.
There is a place in my heart, deep inside, where there is only love.
New cracks, you know, appear very regularly. But I think there's something about these old guitars, like they often, all the new guitars, they're like so solid and there's so much bracing and it's all just, they feel kind of, they feel very different. They're all kind of locked in and they're, you know, whereas I feel like these guitars where there's a lot less bracing, And yeah, there's always cracks and stuff. There's more movement in the body, and you can see it's busting out on all the, it's trying to bust out on all the, on kind of all the edges. Here's a big indentation when some young kids hurled a 50 cent piece at me when I was playing in a train station. And at the time, I'd like come up with this kind of melody thing that I'd never done before. It was wild. And then this 50 cent piece hit it so hard that it just kind of shocked me quite a lot. And the train's pulling away and they're all like, you know, looking at me. And you know, I can't remember that thing that I was doing. Oh, that's life for you, isn't it?
You got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk it for yourself. Ain't nobody else can walk it for you. You got to walk that valley for yourself.
I'm definitely very thankful to it. I mean, each instrument is priceless as to what it gives you, you know. And it's amazing the generosity within them and you know, what it does for all of the cultures on this place. And instruments are just another way that we can connect with that world. And, yeah. I definitely feel a lot of thanks to this guitar and for sticking with me through the good and the bad times.
ABC Radio Darwin,